Tende Domine et miserere.
Hello, my friend. It's Dan Riley reaching out to you again today, and I'm so glad you're picking up wherever you are in our fast-paced world with a lot going on. Always the invitation for you and me is to take these moments to slow down a little bit, slow our pace. You might say, I can't do that. I'm running right now. You may listen to me that way, or maybe you're in the car, so sure, be attentive. Watch what's happening. In fact, I think that's the theme of this week in a lot of ways, and maybe a little bit of what I'm thinking about. But as my brother Greg would do, as he's here too with you, I think he'd invite us to say already, you know, look forward to Easter. And my thought as I came on this with you right now was, where will you be spending Easter? How might you spend Easter this year? Or where are you going to have your Easter supper? What will the table be like? How are we going to spend that feast day? I think says something about how we're taking this moment. Hopefully not in a rush. Easter can have a quiet about it, a delight, a bright light, especially from our faith, but maybe too because even though it's chilled out a little bit again in the northeast of the states, maybe it'll warm up again by Easter Sunday. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see is, I think, the invitation to slow our pace this week a little bit more. Be alert to the walk we have and the treacherous in some ways, the suffering certainly, the challenge of, but the wonder that Jesus invites us into this week with him. And not only from way back in history as we read scriptures, we might say, but the present, listening to the scriptures, the moment we're in, the time we're here. You may or may not be able to, but I'll cite it for you tomorrow, Monday after Palm Sunday, John 12, 1-11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany with Lazarus there, and whom Jesus raised from the dead, and they gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served. And then unfolds this beautiful table seating, a setting, a place where Mary actually perfumes his feet with costly oils, genuine aromatic. The anointing of Jesus' feet is profound here. It takes us into a moment, maybe the beginning of the week, when rather than rushing to Easter, we might slow our pace. Hear the invitation to sit at the table, whatever table it might be this week. It might be drawing aside and having your lunch on your own or grabbing an apple and going for a walk, but knowing that we've been invited into life, this moment, a walk with Jesus, a walk to the table. You and I are anointed in this anointing. Marry a friend, and sometimes it seems to us a questionable figure, and we might say, what's our questions about this wonderful woman who now surprises everybody in the household, especially Judas, and cares for Jesus in a profoundly tender way. We might say, how does my heart open in a special tenderness to Jesus, who's invited me to the table over and over again, and now invites me to walk this week, slowing my pace, walking with him, listening to his invitation, feeling his eyes upon us as he asks us to the Thursday table, what we call the Last Supper, where now he, our Lord and Master, acknowledging that almost for the first dramatic time, washes our feet. Throughout John's Gospel, he's telling us he is God's Son. And now, and in other places, but especially here at the table, as this gesture is finally received by Peter, Jesus washes his feet and said, if I, your Lord and Master, your teacher, would wash your feet. And then he invites us into that service with each other. But it's right now, you know, not rushing to the call to service with you, which is at the heart of this week, but hearing the invitation, slowing our pace, going to the table with the Lord. Easter Sunday's table will be wherever you might be, and maybe that's not decided yet, and whoever might be there, but it's a celebration of all the other tables, each time it is, and hopefully you're going to be at a Eucharistic table, whatever your tradition is, and the Roman Catholic tradition, the consciousness more and more is arising again and again that this is a table of service as well as celebration, of life as well as the dying and rising of Jesus and our life with him today. But we do, again, just need this week to slow our pace a bit. And so that's my invitation with you now. And walk with great attention to the one who has intentionally called us to himself. To intentionally walk with our own eyes wide open to the one who looks upon us now, sitting with Mary in an intimate setting. In a little bit larger one, we might think with his friends in the upper room, pictured by Leonardo da Vinci and others, we might have our own picture of what this means to have bread broken, feet washed, walk into the suffering of the next few days, and rise with him. Early Christians were so aware because of their own challenges, sufferings, and joy in the call that these are living waters, that you and I are washed in the blood of Christ. Not only our feet, as he says to Peter, but we're washed in a call to serve others. Well, there are many themes here I brought out today, but I guess the big one is, where are you going to spend Easter? We might say, how am I spending it now? It's not next Sunday. It's the moment you're in when you picked up on this. And you might want to turn to the Last Supper scene, John 13, 1 to 15. Or you might just want to sit here and think, with your apple or your sandwich or the meal you shared with somebody a moment ago or the coffee somewhere. Wow. Jesus has drawn me into this life. Feeds me into this moment that I might rise with him next Sunday, bear joy to others in the world, and feed and wash their feet as well. Well, let me not get too far ahead of ourselves. We'll have a reflection later this week, too. Greg and I just talked about it. So right now, if you can, slow your pace. Walk with the invitation to the table. Open your eyes to the holy days before us. But this holy moment we're in now. For Jesus is not only before us, but with us. A table of plenty. The path of suffering, the new life that we have to offer one another. Peace, my friend. Walk gently, open-heartedly, with a living Lord this week.
Attende, Domine. Miserere, quia peccavimus tibi. God, our great Creator, depth of love and wisdom, fathomless Godhead, source of all our longing, hold us your children in your tender mercy. Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.